from the Penn State Extension Farm Stress Team. My name is Sonia Nace, and I'm an educator with Food, Families, and Health Team based in Dauphin County. Today, I'll be talking with Amber Hughes about how we can handle stress caused by things that are beyond our control. Thanks for talking with me today, Amber.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Sonia.
Since this is a new series, can you please tell us a little bit about your role with Penn State Extension and your involvement in the Farm Stress Team?
Sure. I'm also a food, families, and health educator through Penn State Extension, based out of Susquehanna County in Northeast Pennsylvania. I work primarily with our family well-being team, providing education on mental health resources for all ages, along with our Farm Stress Team. My heart is really involved with the work of our Farm Stress Team because I was raised on a farm and have seen firsthand how farm stress can be such a stigmatizing and polarizing topic among farmers that often gets pushed under the table. More relevant to today's topic of conversation, I'm also a certified emergency medical technician who has worked primarily in rural communities.
Thanks, Amber. In general, can you explain the benefits about talking about stress?
Yeah, so when you're able to open up and talk about the things that are stressing you, it really opens the door for so many other beneficial things to happen. Most importantly, the person who is releasing their stress is able to define and actually put a label on what is really stressing them out. So by talking about stress, it helps rank how significant that stress really is and makes it real, puts a value on it. And it also gives you that power to acknowledge that it's, yes, stressing you out, but you have the ability to control that stress if need be. So if we think about something, just take a second here to picture this. If you have a family member or a friend who comes up to you and is willing to open up about what is causing them stress, they're also showing that they trust you, which is really opening the door for communication. When that trust is mutual, it creates a really supportive environment where the person that was approached also might feel comfortable telling you what's stressing them out. And you might be able to make connections that way that otherwise wouldn't have existed. So in today's society, in today's world, where the goal is to be keeping up with the Joneses and the neighbors next door, and we're constantly bombarded with picture-perfect ideologies and families and pictures, it can be really refreshing to have a real conversation where those curtains are pulled back and people can really connect and support each other. I'll admit the farming community can be a really tough community to break into because you don't really hear a lot of talk about stress and mental health at a typical gas station, coffee shop. But I really do think we're making progress in taking away the stigma of public health in that community. And that's why I'm just really excited to be part of the work that our Farm Stress Team is doing to bring mental health and wellness into the public eye.
It's true. We all need to talk about stress. Mm-hmm. Farmers face many, many stressors, and farming accidents are just one of these stressors. How do these stressors affect the likelihood of farm accidents?
Yeah. So like you said, accidents are exactly that. They're accidents. I did pull some data just to see how common farming accidents are in our country. So this data is from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. And in 2020, there were 368 farmers that died from a work-related injury, which is a fatality rate of about 18 for every 100,000 farmers. This doesn't sound super significant, but a death is a death, and that in itself is a pretty significant and traumatic event for family and friends in that community. Non-fatal accidents are estimated to occur to roughly one-third of farmers across the United States every year. So even though it might not be as traumatic as a fatality, you still have those injuries that are going to have farmers and their families and workers taking time off from work. And typically, this usually happens, sadly, during those busy harvest and planting seasons or just when it's time to go, 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 and farmers are stressed out. So like I said, most of these injuries tend to take place between June and August. And so when farmers are forced to take that time off, this can result in money being lost and taken from their pockets because they have the inability to finish the work and finish their harvest or planting season. And One other fact that I found kind of interesting were the top five most common agricultural related injuries. And the number one is machinery rollovers. Number two is falls. Number three is entanglements. Four is suffocation. And number five is burns. So all potentially really significant injuries that can have devastating effects on the body. So while we have the data on accidents, it's also important to note that while they are accidents, a lot of these accidents really could be prevented when you're using sound practices, wellness practices, such as getting enough sleep and just thinking ahead and planning ahead. And I'll talk a little bit more about that towards the end of our session here. But stress and fatigue have been cited as being two of the key causes that have caused or that have led to some of these agricultural accidents. So truly, it's really important to try to aim and get that quality sleep, 7 to 8 hours every night, to really have sound judgment and a sound mind when you're working those long days. And I know I have to laugh a little bit because being a farmer's daughter, I can just imagine my dad rolling his eyes at me and shaking his head and saying that I'm crazy by telling him that he needs more sleep. When the weather's good, it's time to get the plants out. It's time to go. But honestly, if those are a couple of simple things that farmers can do to prevent these kind of traumatic accidents from happening, then why not give them a chance? You know, try to aim for that at least 3 to 4 times a week during those busy seasons, just so you have that good quality sleep behind you.
That's a great tip, Amber. My dad used to say we're burning daylight, so we had to get out there and get moving.
Exactly.
I've heard farmers express concern on how to deal with accidents and the aftermath of those accidents. Do you have suggestions for how they can deal with this type of stress?
Unfortunately, there's not really a one-size-fits-all tried and true practice that works for those who are trying to work through the aftermath and the grief of an accident. So for those accidents that have fatalities, family members and friends are often left wondering what could have been done to prevent the accident. Sadly, as an EMT, there's been a lot of conversations at the scene of accidents with family members and friends, where there's some sort of conversation that has a variation of so-and-so has been so stressed. He was really just trying to push to finish up the last little bit of harvest or get the little bit of this field done before the snow came in. And it is really sad. It's really heartbreaking to see those effects on those family members. But, you know, everyone has their own way of working through grief when there is an accident that has a fatality. And I think what's really important for a lot of people is really finding those strength in numbers, coming together, talking again, just for helping their own mental health in the future, being able to grieve how they feel is appropriate and grieve together and remember that person, but also consider it to be a bit of a lesson learned on what they can do to, again, prevent those types of accidents moving forward. Sometimes it's those non-fatal injuries that workers and farmers are forced to take time off for that really tend to be more of the problem. You know, you put a farmer who gets hurt from an accident on the sidelines during the busy season, kind of like putting a quarterback on the sidelines of a Super Bowl game, just because, you know, he wants to keep going and he has that mindset that he's just going to power through it no matter what. And so something to keep in mind is that there are resources across the country that can help with planting and harvesting and even just keeping up with maintenance of the farm and chores. I know that Farm Rescue is really a great national organization where volunteers can volunteer their time to help with anything really that needs to be done on the farm when there's a person who's kind of taken out a commission for a couple of weeks. So just be cognizant of some of those resources that are available for farmers if they do have to take unexpected time off. Otherwise, if you are a farmer and you find yourself suddenly with some free time on your hands that you weren't anticipating, you know, it's a great time to think about some of those old interests that you might have had to kind of keep yourself busy, keep yourself occupied. I know my dad for as much as he loves farming and he's into farming, he's also a pretty avid fisherman in the quote unquote off season of farming. So again, being able to develop and invest some more time in that also provides a great stress outlet rather than sitting there while you're recovering and just, you know, twiddling your thumbs, because most farmers I know just won't handle that type of non-activity well. And so just being able to work through, again, there might be some grief feelings just with losing that time and dealing with whatever injury has happened, but still just trying to work through that however you see best for yourself.
Those are great tips. Communities really do pull together in times of need. So as we close up our conversation today, can you wrap up with a stress management takeaway tip for our listeners?
Yeah. So one tip that I really think is really relevant to the topic of farm accidents that we talked about today is to think ahead a little bit, not to the point where it's stressing you out about all the little checklist and to-do list items you have, but to just visualize what your plan is for, you know, the next couple of hours, maybe the next day even, just so you're able to visualize the little steps that you need to take. Because when you visualize those little steps, you're going to be able to kind of trigger your memory or trigger your mind into thinking what are going to be safe practices that you want to do to potentially and hopefully avoid those types of farm accidents. So get up in the morning, really just kind of take that 2 minutes to walk yourself through how you're going to set up your day, how you're going to prioritize the tasks that need to be done, and check, you know, be sure you're including those little details like checking and confirming that those safety prevention measures are working on the equipment, whether it's on the equipment or even just, you know, things and equipment around the farm is secure and stable. I just think the more that you plan ahead and visualize your actions, the more prepared you'll be and proactive in preventing those farm accidents. And another strategy and tip that kind of ties into this as well is to talk with other farmers. I mean, I know, again, this is a tough community that can be difficult to open up and talk about things. But if you open up that line of communication with your neighbor down the road, you might see and hear that they're experiencing a lot of the same stressors that you're experiencing. And an added bonus could be is that you could hear how they are handling that, you know, whether it's a piece of equipment that's constantly not working for you or, you know, something that is just a farm specific strategy, or maybe it does get a little bit deeper in talking about how they handle their stress and what kind of, you know, hobbies and interests they have outside of farming. So it really could be surprising just to open up that line of communication with other neighbors and friends to just hear how they're handling, you know, these little things in life and along with their farming operations. So it can really create that valuable connection that could be really beneficial. So I think those would be my two big tips.
So planning ahead and connection with others. I think those are two really great tips. Thank you, Amber, for sharing with our listeners today. We invite you to join our team as we continue to discuss all these topics dealing with stressors that are beyond our control on the farm. Please join us online at extension.psu.edu for more program and educational opportunities. Thanks, Amber.
Yeah, thank you, Sonia.